sermon this morning from 2 Chronicles. So you can just follow me, or you can just read along. I'm not going. You know how I do. I kind of scatter around. So this man was named Jehoshaphat, and there was a crisis that came into his life suddenly. And it starts out in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 2. It says, "Some men came and told Jehoshaphat that the Moabites and the Ammonites." And they had some other people with them. And they came to make war against Jehoshaphat. And they said, "A great multitude has come against you." And if you read on down there a little bit, he said, "They're right here." So sometimes when the crisis happens, it's right there. Sometimes we're warned that it's coming, and we can pray and be prepared for it. Word of God.
Exactly.
Amen. Hallelujah. So we have a crisis. A man named Jehoshaphat had a crisis. And a crisis is a situation or a period in which in our lives when things are very uncertain. It can be a time of difficulty, and it can be a very troubling time. And you never know how much word you've got in you until your back's against the wall. And you know, the best time to praise and shout and worship and get into the word is when the sun's shining. Amen. Get yourself filled up with the word, because there is a crisis coming along. Because as long as we're in this fallen world, we're going to have things to deal with. So the best time to worship and get into the word is when that sun's shining. And then when your back is against the wall, so to speak, you'll know how to handle a crisis without caving in, giving in, or giving up. Amen. So the word tells us that Jehoshaphat was a godly man. He walked because he walked in the ways of David, his father. And after this, it says, after this, Jehoshaphat got the word. So when you go back into the chapter before that, you see that he had just come through a near-death experience. He just had already came through a war experience, already come through in a crisis. So the word reads that after this, Jehoshaphat got the word, that a great multitude was coming against him, and they were just right there, it goes on to say. So now Jehoshaphat had a great army. He had the manpower and the weaponry of the army that could destroy whatever came against him. He could have said, "Okay, let's go get him. We've got the manpower, we've got this, and we're going to do it this way." But how many knows that sometimes it's not always to fight a battle the way that we think it ought to be fought? So sometimes we have to just stay calm and say, "Okay, now, Lord, I need a strategic plan on how to get through this." Because I'll go on to say later that we're in partnership with God. We're in faith partnership with God. And yes, when he said it was finished on the cross, he already did. Everything that we need is already there. But so many times we forfeit or cost the word of God not to be effective in our life because of the way we react to the crisis that come into our lives. So sometimes God said, "I'm giving you a plan. If you will just calm down and listen, I'll tell you how to get through this crisis so that you don't cave in or give up." Amen. Or quit or throw in the towel, so to speak. So anybody in the house been through any crisis, any time of difficulty and trouble? Been there. Amen. So people handle things differently when a crisis come along, don't they? But if you're a Christian and you're spirit-filled, and you're full of the word, we all should be able to go to that word and pull out that word when we need it. So some may try to give up, some try to cover it up, some people panic, and then some people, all they do is talk about it. Now, I have to tell you, you don't need to talk to just anybody and everybody about what you're going through. First of all, you don't need an atmosphere. So everybody needs them a good prayer partner they can trust to unload on. So, amen. So sometimes you just need to keep your mouth shut, stay calm, and carry on. Because as Ricardo says, and Laverne says, and I've said, this too shall pass. Amen. And the next time another crisis comes along, you're going to be more mature in the Word. You're going to hopefully grow a little bit in the Word. And every time a crisis comes along, you're going to be more and more better equipped to handle it. That's what growing up in the Word. Amen. And taking that Word. The Bible further says, he set himself to seek the Lord. Jehoshaphat knew how to handle the crisis because he sought God. Amen. So Jehoshaphat said, the Bible says that Jehoshaphat feared. And that's what the enemy does when a crisis comes along. He wants us to get into that mode of fear. Because you cannot operate out of love when you're operating in the spirit of fear. The Bible says he's not given us that spirit of fear. But it's in our human nature to want to fear because we like to know the uncertain times. We like to know what's going to happen. Because when we know what's going to happen, it makes us in control. And we are a people naturally like to be in control of things. But thank God, we don't have to be. But we can lose control for the Holy Ghost and it all works out. So Jehoshaphat knew how to keep his hand out of the problem. He set himself to seek the Lord. So Jehoshaphat, like I said, could have got the army together. He had manpower, as I said. He could have went after him. But he did something completely contrary to that. And sometimes when God says, this is what I want you to do, not everybody's going to understand what you need to do to get through the crisis. But when God gives you a specific word, you go with that word. Amen. And it becomes a settled word for you. And in spite of what anybody else says around you, you know you got your word from God, and this is how you and God are going to handle it. This is how you and God are going to make it through it. So Jehoshaphat, instead of taking the army and going after them bad guys, he said, let's pray and fast. Wow. We're going to seek the Lord on this matter. Things begin to happen when you choose to go with what God tells you to do. So Jehoshaphat called a prayer meeting. He did not put his trust in the army. We're going to trust in the Word. So he called a fast and a prayer meeting. Ain't nothing like a good old Holy Ghost prayer meeting. Think we need to start having some. So have you ever been told there's not really anything I can do but pray? Don't you love it when people say that? And you're like, that's probably the best thing you can do. You know, I can't do nothing for you, sister, but I sure will pray. And all that, well, praise God. Pray on. There are two things that touches the heart of our Father God that I know without a doubt touches the heart of God, and that is faith and simplicity. You remember the message that I did on childlike faith? So many times we get to going with the Lord and we forget about just simplicity of the gospel. Just simply taking God at his word, like a child takes you at your word. If you tell a child you're going to do something at a certain time, you better get ready to do it, because they don't forget. So simplicity and faith and simplicity is what touches the heart of God. In other words, just childlike faith, just taking God at his word and simply believing, I know I can't, God, but I know that you can. And whatever I'm going on in my life right now, whatever the crisis is, whatever the trouble is, I know that you're going to see me through. Faith, believing, and trusting you. Then it says, Jehoshaphat stood in the assembly of Jerusalem, Judah, and said, Lord God of our fathers, are you not God in heaven? So here we have the prayer of Jehoshaphat, and what an awesome prayer it is. He said, O Lord God of our fathers, are you not God in heaven? So he said, hey God, are you not God in heaven? So he was not only putting himself a reminder of who God was. Well, aren't you not the God of the heavens? You know, this, what I'm going through, can't be nothing compared to you, because you are the God of heaven and you already know it. And do you not rule over all the kingdoms of the nations anyway? And do you and the kingdoms of the nations and power and might are in your hand? There is no one able to take a stand against you. Then he goes on to put himself in remembrance of what God had done before. He put himself in remembrance of the goodness of God before. And he said, God, did you not drive out the inhabitants of this land before your people Israel and give it forever to the descendants of your friend Abraham? So if you did it then, you're going to be able to do it again. This is your land. These are your people. You did it for them before, and I know you're going to do it again. They have lived in it and built a sanctuary for your name. And they said, if evil comes on us, or the sword of judgment, plague, or famine, we'll stand before your house and before you, for your name and for your and before your presence in this house, cry out to you in our distress, and you will hear us, save us. In other words, Lord, you have built a sanctuary. We are the temple of God, a sanctuary of praise for his name. And when we stand before him and whatever the crisis is bringing into our lives, whether we've got that report, that phone call, that layoff on the job, that lost baby, or whatever it may be, we can stand before God and said and cry out in our distress. And God will hear us. He will answer us. He will comfort us. Amen. And he will heal us and save us. And he goes on to say, we don't know what to do, but our eyes are on you. Have you ever been in a situation of crisis when you don't know what to do? And I found out it's okay if you don't know what to do. Because the moment you realize that you don't know what to do, then you begin to turn your eyes on Jesus and say, I may not know what to do, but I know this hasn't taken you by surprise, God, so you already know what to do and you're already working it out. So I'm going to get your mind, I'm going to get your strategic plan on how to get through this. Amen. So we don't know what to do, but our eyes are on you, God. Your gaze is what we're going to follow. So he was praying back to God the very thoughts and words that were already on the heart of God, already on the heart of God and the mind of God already. So where do you think your desire for prayer comes from? It's not something you just drum up yourself. But God puts those thoughts and those desires to pray, the words to pray. He puts them there. Isn't that exciting? So therefore, when we go to pray, we're just praying back something God has already told us. Hallelujah. Isn't that awesome? So we're just repeating back to God what he already knows. Just confirming to ourselves, well, I heard you, God, but I didn't realize I was hearing you. But since I'm praying this, you already put it in my heart to pray, so you already know. So I'm just saying it out loud so that I'll hear it, believe it, and receive it, and walk in it. Amen. Hallelujah. So all prayer originates in heaven, originates in the mind of God. And when it does, it always returns to God. And we know what his word said, that it would not return void. When he sends it out, it's going to accomplish its purpose. It's going to not fall to the ground void, but it's going to accomplish its purpose in which it's sent. Woo! That's exciting, church. So when you have a desire to pray, begin to pray And you know, it's the mind of God. Amen. So all prayer originates in the mind of God. So when it does, it always turns to God and accomplishes purpose. So after they finish this prayer, somebody stands up, Jehaziel, in the midst of the assembly, he begins to prophesy after the prayer. So in the midst of the prophecy, he says, "Listen carefully, all you people of Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem and King Jehoshaphat." In other words, if you're in the sound of my ear, listen, this is what the Lord says. Listen carefully. The Lord says to you, don't be afraid or dismayed. In other words, do not fear. Don't be overwhelmed, because you've got this report that there's a great army coming against you. Do not be afraid or dismayed at this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Woo! Aren't you glad that you don't have to fight anything, that the fighting's already been done? Amen? So the battle is not yours, but God's. Go ahead and go down against them tomorrow. Hallelujah. So whatever you're going through right now, whatever crisis you're going through right now, whatever trouble you're going through right now, I've come with the word of the Lord that says, the battle is not yours, the battle is the Lord's, and we need to learn to rest. We need to learn to rest. Amen. But go on down against them tomorrow. Behold, they will come up by Ziz, and you will find them at the end of the river valley in front of this wilderness. I want you to know the enemy cannot hide from the presence of God, because he is darkness. And if God says to get up and get down and go, and this is what I'm telling you to do, as you walk, the darkness has to go. Every place your foot tread on, the darkness has to begin to dissipate, because the glory of the Lord is in you, and it shall be seen upon the land. So when you walk into a place, I don't care where it's at, you have no need to fear. For every step you take, darkness go. Darkness go. Darkness goes. Darkness goes. Hallelujah. The glory of the Lord. Glory to God. Woo! Mm-mm-mm-mm. You do not need to fight in this battle. Position yourself. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord who is with you. The Bible says that you are seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. You are already positioned. Amen. We're under a new covenant. We're under grace. You are already positioned in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. That's your position. Position yourself. You are positioned right now to see the salvation of the glory of God. Amen. To see the salvation of God. Don't be afraid or dismayed. Tomorrow, go out against them, for the Lord is with you. Amen. This was a command from God to stand to believe. Within this prophecy, God says, the battle's not yours. I'm with you. Don't be dismayed. Don't be overwhelmed. Trust and believe me. I know, like Carlo said, I've got your back. Hallelujah. You just trust me and believe. So this was not a command for them not to do anything, though. But for we are in faith, partnership with God. His covenant's already done. We come into that partnership with him through the blood of Jesus. If you are saved and born again, you're in a covenant relationship with Jesus Christ. You're in a faith partnership with him. And he's just, like I said so many times, he's just looking for somebody to come into agreement with what the covenant says. Sometimes we don't make very good partners. Amen. So he was asking them to go out. He would position them where they needed to be and would use their participation to defeat the enemy. So that's like when we go through a crisis or we're believing for something and get that bad report. You know, God says, if you'll participate with me and just do what I tell you to do, for I give you enough light for the step you're on, because the battle is not yours. You just listen to my voice and just take one step at a time, one step at a time, and there's the victory. A step of faith to position yourself to stand still and to believe, you will see the salvation of the Lord. Now, y'all ain't going to believe what happens next. So they, yes, you will too, because you are faith people. You are believing people. You are a knower that I know people. So they got up early in the morning, and they went into the wilderness. This is wilderness. And as they went out, Jehoshaphat stood and said to them, "Hear me, Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe, trust in the Lord your God, and you will be established. You will be secure. Believe and trust in his prophets and succeed." So he consulted with the people, appointed those to sing to the Lord, those who would praise him in their holy priestly attire. And they went before the army, and this is what they sang: "Praise and give thanks to the Lord, for his mercy and loving kindness endures forever." You know, when Jehoshaphat, that was an act of faith. That when they got up early the next morning, they just went out as God had commanded them to do. In other words, they got up by faith and they said, "Okay, this is what you told us to do, so we're going to act on what you said to do." How many words have we ever got from the Lord and we don't do anything about it? It just lays there. But you get that word out and you begin to pray over and you begin to just look into it with the eyes of the Holy Ghost and see what God is really saying between the lines sometimes. Amen. Coming into faith partnership with God with that word he's given you. So they got up by faith and they went out because they had their word from the Lord. At that time, they didn't know how it was going to come about, because God says, "You just do what I tell you to do. The battle's not going to be yours. Don't you be dismayed, overwhelmed, or confused. You just do what I tell you to do and go out." So by faith, they just did what God told them to do. To other people, some of the things God tells us to do is foolish. Some things are foolish in the eyes of the world. But we got a word from the Lord, and that's what we're running on. So he consulted with the people, he appointed the singers, he appointed the worshipers, and they went out and praised and gave thanks to the Lord. So in the middle of the crisis, they prayed, they had the word from the Lord, they believed. Now notice, they sing and they praised and they shouted and they worshiped. The battle had not been won yet. The crisis was still there. They still remember that the enemy's coming after you. The Moabites and all the bites are coming after you. And they're going to bite you. But they had not had the word yet. They had not been delivered yet, church. How many times are we in the middle of the crisis and we forget to worship and we forget to sing praises? We quit confessing the word because we're still in the middle of the trouble. And like I said, when the sun is shining, it's when you get your praise on. When the sun is shining, you get into that word and get filled up with that word. So Jehoshaphat appointed those who sing to the Lord, those who praised him. They went out to the battle before the victory. It's easy to praise after the battle, but what about before the battle or during the battle? Because you have already had your word from the Lord and you win. That's why you can, in the midst of the crisis or the trouble or whatever it is that you are going through. So they sang praise to the Lord, for his mercy endures forever. They did not rest in their own strength, because the Lord had already said, "The battle's not yours, it's mine." And they prayed, and we do not have to know how, we do not have to know when, but we know that God can. So when they began, just think about this, church. Could your not praising and your not worshiping be the key to that's holding your breakthrough back? Wow. It could be I was reminded of Paul and Silas. Since they were in stocks and bonds, they were handcuffed, but they chose to sing praises to God. They were in the middle of going through something. But what happened when they began to sing and praise God? The very foundations began to shake. And I'm telling you, church, when we choose to begin to praise and worship God in the middle of our crisis, hallelujah, the foundation of whatever is holding your promise back and your victory back, that foundation is starting to crumble. I hear crumbling for somebody right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And it says the foundation of the prison, that it began to crumble. And the other people heard. So they prayed to the Lord for his mercy endures forever, trusting and rested on the mercy of God. So when you are praising and you're worshiping God, you know, with all that is within you, your natural eye cannot see what's going on in the heavenlies. But I'll tell you, there's a warfare going on in the heavenlies when you choose to stand and you lift your hands, even though you feel like 1,000 pounds is weighing you down. And all you want to do is not praise the Lord. And all you want to do is run and hide. All you want to do is not come to church. All you want to do is quit. But yet you chose to stand and praise the Lord anyway. And you don't know at that moment by faith. Just lift your hands. And at that moment, I think there are things God said, oh my, I see that. Look at that, Jesus. Holy Ghost, go get him. And at that moment, things, church, begins to reposition in the heavenlies because we serve a supernatural God. And things begin to shift for you that you don't know is shifting yet. And things are beginning to realign for you that you didn't think would ever realign again. Hallelujah. Things are being pushed aside for you. Amen. Things are happening in the midst of that crisis you're going through. If you choose to keep on keeping on, if you choose to continue to see the goodness of the Lord in the midst of the crisis or the trouble, all you've got to do is just lift your hands. Just lift your hands. Amen. Just lift your hands and begin to worship God. And just say, you know, sometimes you say, God, I don't understand it. I'm not even going to question you why. But I know you've got me covered. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So your natural eye may not see what's happening at that moment. And guess what, church? Just as God had promised, the battle indeed belonged to God. And he won the victory for them on behalf of Judah. Their praise was a sure sign of their faith. And when you choose to stand and begin to praise God in spite of the crisis, whatever it may be, it's a sure sign that your faith is in operation and that you're believing God in spite of the God that do what he had promised. And so we go on here in verse 24. When the men of Judah came to the lookout tower of the wilderness, they looked toward the multitude, and behold, there were dead bodies lying on the ground. And no one had escaped. They turned on themselves. Hallelujah. That's another thing that begins to happen when you begin to worship and praise God. It sends the enemy back to his camp in confusion, and he don't know what's going on. And all those demons are just running into each other in terror and fear. And when Jehoshaphat and his people came to take their spoil, they found much among them. They found garments and valuable things. I'm going to the enemy's camp and taking back what he stole from me. So much, they had to take 3 days to gather up. Double for their trouble. Woo! Took them 3 days to get double for their trouble. Glory to God. Oh. Then on the 4th day, they assembled. You know, they thought Jesus was 3 days late one time. They said, you might as well have not even showed up. The man's dead. He's probably already stinking. We've done buried him. But Jesus always comes right on time. Even if he is 3 days late. I'll never forget that sermon from Brother Bill. 3 days late, but right on time. Yeah. 3 days late, but right on time. Aren't you glad that God don't operate in our time frame? Amen. You know, God, why didn't you come through? I needed it yesterday. As a matter of fact, I needed it the day before yesterday. Now you decide to show up. But God. On the 4th day, they assembled in this valley, and there they blessed the Lord, and they named that place the Valley of Blessing. Until this day, it's unknown for that. They returned to Jerusalem with joy, every man of Judah and Jerusalem, and they were led by their leader, for the Lord had made them rejoice over their enemies. So they came to Jerusalem with harps, lyres, and trumpets to the house of the temple of the Lord. And the kingdom of Jehoshaphat was quiet, for the Lord had given them rest on all sides. My goodness. Whatever you're going through today, whatever crisis you are going through or may go through even next week that you don't know about yet, go back to this word and this week and say, you know, this battle's not mine, it's yours, Lord. And I'm going to choose to praise you in the midst of this crisis and in the midst of this battle. And if you're going through something today, I want you to come up here. I'm going to lay hands on you. We're going to come into agreement. We're going to partnership, faith partnership with God, that the battle is not yours, but it's God, and He is faithful, and He's going to do what He's promised He's going to do. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Anybody want prayer this morning? Thank you, Father God. For surely I have seen your tears and I have seen the cry of your heart, says God, and none of those things have gone unnoticed before me. Rest assured that I am the God of the battle, and you have no need to fight for this, says the Lord, for I will open a door that no man has the power to open. My anointing will be there to break every yoke off of every circumstance. And as you begin to praise me and lift me up, the very foundation of that thing that you've been leaving me for, that's holding it back, will crumble even at the feet of the enemy, says the Spirit of grace. For I am the Lord of grace, and I will bring much grace to this situation. I will bring much grace to this crisis and this time of trouble, says God. So continue to rest in me and know that I'm a breath away. Continue to praise me and worship me in the beauty of holiness. For I am the Lord your God. I have never left you, nor will I ever leave you, nor forsake you. For I'm the God of more than enough. Now, Father God, I thank you right now in the name of Jesus for your anointing, for your peace that passes understanding in this situation. And I thank you, Father, I have ears to hear, a heart to know and understand that it can only be done because you're the God of great mercy. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, ba ba ba. Hey, 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 hey. Oh, ba ba ya si he mo hote ya kata soto ko ba 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 ya. No, 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 she, hey, my boss, sito, kumbo, bohosaya. Oh, hallelujah. God says, I've got you covered, daughter. God says, I've got you covered. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, yahababa, soto, hunda, de, 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 shomobohosia. Rest, rest in me. Receive peace. Receive my peace. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Father God. Thank you, Lord God. You said that you promised to heal the brokenhearted. And I thank you right now, Father God, that you are wrapping your arms ever so tightly around her, God. And every tear has a meaning. Oh, God's got you covered. Thank you, Father God, for right now. Yes, Lord. Yes, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for covering her, Lord. For just covering her, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes. Oh, 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 Naradiaroto, Catarabasia, the tomb of Baba Shet de Asia. Naradiaro to Cuba Bohosaye, Baba Bahasia. No dialanta sedialo to Cuba Bahasia. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, sure, Baba. Yes, Jesus. Yes.
Yes, Lord. Yes, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Yes, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Anybody else need prayer? The anointing is here. Hallelujah. Destroy every yoke in the name of Jesus. I encourage you this morning to come and get in on this. Hallelujah. You never know when the Lord might have a word for you. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, the wind of the Holy Ghost is blowing. The wind of the Holy Ghost is blowing. The wind of the Holy Ghost is blowing. All the rivers. The river of God. Double portion in Jesus' name. Oh, yada yada sota, nada yada nada da babasia da dokomba bohosia. Wind of the Holy Ghost. Refilling again. Bathing in the presence of God. Jumping into the river. Abandoning yourself to God. A place in Him of such intimacy. Oh, yes, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Abandonment unto Him. Daring to believe. Taking God at His word. When? Yes, God. Jesus' name. Yes, 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 yes. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Thank you, Jesus. I see you walking down a hall, Rita. And I remember one time I gave you a word about presence. I see you walking down a hall. There's a door opening, and there's so many gifts inside. They're falling out. They are literally falling out. Literally falling out. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Receive that right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. 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 A friend of God. A friend of God. Lord, I thank you that Scott's steps are ordered by you. Oh, a worshiper at heart, one that longs for fellowship with you, Lord, one that desires to see your will accomplished on the earth as it is in heaven, a man, Lord, that's after your own heart, that continually says, not my will, but your will be done, Lord, a man that's willing to put his hands to the task that is set before him, and I thank you, Father God, that you honor him in this endeavor. Whatever may happen in the days ahead, God, you already know, and you've already planned a way of escape. I just ask you to fill him right now fresh with the power of the Holy Ghost, that out of his belly shall flow rivers of living waters, that you shower upon him, Father, your grace and your mercy. Be refreshed in the presence of God. God's got your back. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Jesus, Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. And I hear the Spirit of the Lord said, I've called you not as a church to sit down or sit back and just say whatever may be. But the Lord says, I've called you to stand. And upon that standing said, God, I've called you to decree and declare what I have promised you, not only in my word, but the prophetic words that have even come through this house, says God. For a fresh wind of my spirit is blowing, and there's a prophetic foundation that has been laid. And through that prophetic foundation, I will cause many things to be built thereupon. So God says, continue to trust me, continue to believe me, and continue to stand on my word, and not allow yourself to be sucked back into the doubt of thinking, well, Lord, what if? Or, Lord, can it be? Because I, the Lord God, said it can be, and I ask you to partner with me in what I want to do in the earth for such a time as this. For I have anointed you to do it, says God. I have called you to do it, says God. So therefore you will fulfill the commission if you will trust, believe me, and by faith step out and say, I may not exactly know where we're going, but I'm willing to go with you, Lord, because I know that you would never lead me astray, that you will always stand there with me and provide what I need for every step that I own. So this day I decide, as you say, I decide to trust you, Lord, in that thing which you have called me to do. I will look around and I will say, Lord, what can I put my hands to do for the kingdom of God? And when you do that, says God, I will begin to reveal to you my plan for you, even within the church, says God. And I will cause you to rise up, and many people will come to the light, because the glory of the Lord shall be seen upon the land, and it's going to be seen through you as my church. And there will be many people come to the salvation of the knowledge of the saving grace of Jesus because of your choosing to stand when others says you're not going to make it. You have chosen to stand, and I will give you the wisdom, I will give you the direction, and I will provide you with everything you need to accomplish that which I've called you to do in this hour and this day, says the Spirit of grace. Hey, hallelujah. Glory to God. And Father, right now in the name of Jesus, you said you sent your word and you healed them and delivered them. We thank you, Father God, that there's no distance in prayer. But the church, just stand right now and lift your hands. And we'll just lift our pastors up to you today in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for the progress that he's making toward his complete healing. The same power that raised you from the dead, Jesus, dwells in him and quickens him in the name of Jesus. And we'll also raise him up. And what an awesome testimony he will have, Father, of your delivering power, of your healing power. Every person, every medical profession that lays their hands on him to do anything, I think they're anointed to do what needs to be done. And I thank you are the great physician, oh God. And I thank you that you offer a speedy recovery. We pray for Pastor Laverne today. We speak strength to her body. And words of encouragement comes her way through everyone she meets every day. We thank you, Father, that new life belongs to you. And the doors is open to whosoever will come and be refreshed in your presence. Come and hear the word and be delivered and set free. And we thank you for that in Jesus' name. And I pray a blessing over these people today as they go from this place. That they are the head and they are not the tail. Everything they set their hands to is favored, Father God. Every person they come in contact, life will be changed because of the anointing upon them. And I thank you, Lord God, that you are the God of more than enough. That you not only supply the needs of these people, but you supply the needs of this church because this is your ministry. And for that, we give thanks. Everyone that's not here today, Lord, for whatever reason, we ask you to touch them and minister to them. By your power. And the church said, amen. Amen.